even Democrats are criticizing the Biden administration for this drip, drip, drip of bad news relative to classified documents, including Kevin McCarthy. The Speaker of the House was on with Maria Bartiromo, his first major appearance on network TV. This was Maria Bartiromo with Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House.
What are you going to do about all of these classified documents being found in Joe Biden's possession?
Well, it just shows the hypocrisy and why the American public does not trust their government. You know, Congress has an independent constitutional obligation to oversee all aspects of the Justice Department, and that includes special counsels as well. And so we will have a role in overseeing what's transpiring here. What's real concerning to me is how justice is applied, and is it applied equally? Why do you raid President Trump? His wasn't just lock, was padlock. They knew it was there. They could have come and taken it any time they wanted. They were communicating with one another. Now we're finding time and again a locked garage door that opens and closes by a push of the button. How many years has this vice president, who's been in office for more than 40 years, had these documents? Who's been in and out of there? So they apply a special counsel, but how many agents do they apply to that and apply to President Trump as well? This is just hypocrisy, and I'm tired of this Justice Department that we found that went after parents and others, that they utilize it to go after people because they have different political beliefs. That is what's wrong with government, and this is a prime example of why we passed this week a new select committee that will fall under Jim Jordan's committee for the weaponization of government, that we can look into what the FBI has been doing from Twitter and everywhere else and change the course where we can now trust our law enforcement from the FBI place again. A lot of the whistleblowers have come in very concerned about what has happened to this agency and get it back to the place we know it should be.
There you have it, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House. I want you to hear one quick clip that we got from Adam Schiff, who, by the way, I think deserves to be in jail for his promotion of Russia, Russia, Russia during the Trump administration. This was Adam Schiff. This is cut number 5, by the way. And even Adam Schiff approves of the appointment of a second special counsel, Robert Hur. Here it is.
Congressman Schiff, you were on this show just after Attorney General Garland appointed a special counsel in the case of the Trump documents. You said it was the right move. Do you feel the same way about this special counsel?
I do think it's the right move. The Attorney General has to make sure that not only is justice evenly applied, but the appearances of justice are also satisfactory to the public. And here, I don't think he had any choice but to appoint a special counsel. And I think that special counsel will do the proper assessment. I still would like to see Congress do its own assessment of and receive an assessment from the intelligence community of whether there was an exposure to others of these documents, whether it was harm to national security in the case of either set of documents with either president. But yes, I think the special counsel was appropriately appointed.
There you have it. Adam Schiff, even he says the second special counsel is needed. The big question is, what will they come up with? And will, you know, they're working on parallel tracks now. Will they be working on parallel tracks 6 weeks from now? Nobody really knows. Coming up, the woman that wants to replace Ronna McDaniel, Harmy Dillon, she is a candidate for the Republican National Committee chair, and she is a good person with a lot of great ideas. And the other thing is, she's a fighter. And I really like that about her. Harmy Dillon joins us in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's a rainy Monday, and you know what happens when that happens. Yeah, we do have some incidents to look out for on the area freeways right now. Interstate 215 westbound, that transition ramp to Interstate 15 north. There's an accident there on the right shoulder, so approach that area with caution around that little curve there. Also look for an accident, Interstate 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange near Las Vegas Boulevard. Keep that in mind. And remember, tomorrow is the beginning of that closing of the Interstate 15 freeway off-ramps both directions for 9 to 18 months at Tropicana Avenue.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. NFL wildcard action on Sunday. The Bengals beat the Ravens 24-17. Sam Hubbard returned Tyler Huntley's fumble 98 yards for a tie-breaking touchdown in the fourth. It was the longest fumble return for a touchdown in NFL postseason history. The Bengals advanced to face the Bills in the divisional round. Buffalo held on for a 34-31 win over the Dolphins Sunday. Josh Allen tossed a pair of touchdown passes 3 minutes and 11 seconds apart in the third. Buffalo rallied for the win despite blowing a 17-point lead. The Giants outlasted the Vikings 31-24 for their first playoff win in 11 years. Daniel Jones with 301 passing yards and a pair of touchdowns. Saquon Barkley rushed for two touchdowns, including the tiebreaker midway through the fourth. New York advances to face top seed Philadelphia in the divisional round next week. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Chuck Sanders from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan.
NFL playoffs are here, and that means sports bars will be filling up, and they are a passionate bunch. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's just one reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small. Close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody and their brother is talking about what has been going on the last week or so for the Biden administration, the classified documents, the things that was criticized by everybody and their brother, including Joe Biden. And all of a sudden we find out that former President Trump isn't the only one with classified documents, but it's also the current President of the United States. Adam Schiff, liar that he is, this is cut six, by the way, waiting for a White House reaction to release of these Biden documents, and that it's slow and it's very, very painful. Let's go to cut six real quick. This is Adam Schiff from This Week with George Stephanopoulos, George Carl, or rather Jonathan Carl, filling in.
You raised the possibility of this national security assessment. Is it possible that national security was jeopardized here, as many, including you, raised that possibility with the Mar-a-Lago documents?
I don't think we can exclude the possibility without knowing more of the facts. We have asked for an assessment in the intelligence community of the Mar-a-Lago documents. I think we ought to get that same assessment of the documents found in the think tank as well as the home of President Biden. I'd like to know what these documents were. I'd like to know what the IC's assessment is, whether there was any risk of exposure and what the harm would be and whether any mitigation needs to be done. I think that would be appropriate and consistent with what we requested in the case of Mar-a-Lago.
The White House knew about this on November 2nd. So that was almost a full week before the midterm elections. We didn't learn about it. The public wasn't informed until this week. And it was only after the story was out there, reporters were asking questions. Should they have been more forthcoming? Should this information have been revealed earlier?
I think the administration will need to answer that question. I'm going to reserve judgment until they do. But I think it's important to point out that the Biden approach was very different in the sense that it looks, as far as we can tell, that it was inadvertent that these documents were in these locations. When they were discovered, they were immediately provided to the archives or to the Justice Department. There was no effort to hold on to them, no effort to conceal them, no effort to obstruct the Justice Department's investigation. All of that is a very sharp contrast to Donald Trump's handling of the situation. So as you point out, this is a very different matter. But nonetheless, I think it's appropriate for a special counsel to look into both situations.
Republicans are saying they are going to investigate. House Republicans, the Oversight Committee Chairman Comer, sent a letter to the White House counsel making a very specific list of requests. He wants to know what the documents were. They want internal communications between the Biden White House and the Penn Center where the documents were first found, a list of all people who worked in that office who would have potentially handled these documents, and a few other requests. These seem on the face of it to be reasonable request. Should the White House cooperate with the House Oversight Committee on this?
Well, those requests are completely hypocritical when you consider what he said about the Mar-a-Lago situation. I think Congress ought to handle both situations the same way, and that is we have to get a briefing from the intelligence community about any potential risk to national security of where those documents were and what they contained. But Congress shouldn't try to interfere with the investigations. I think, sadly, that's what Mr. Comer's object is. He showed no interest in investigating the far more serious situation with about 100 classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, with evidence in the public domain of obstruction. Now he is suddenly interested in investigating President Biden. I think Congress needs to be consistent here and take the same approach. I don't think we ought to be doing things that are willfully intended to interfere with the Justice Department's work.
There you have it. Believe him or not, he obviously has concerns about this as a former chair of the House Intelligence Committee. We're going to take a quick break. We're still waiting on Harmeet Dhillon, the candidate for Republican National Committee chair. And by the way, this is coming up later in the month in Dana Point, California. Everybody will be coming to Southern California, and they'll be voting on either Harmeet Dhillon or Ronna McDaniel. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is my auto, and this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and my key and American cheese. Remember, I only trust my key with my key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. My key, doing car care right.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm one of those guys that's still canvassing my neighborhood looking for that elusive big red wave. It didn't happen on November 8th, and a lot of people have said that we need accountability atop the Republican Party nationally, and that maybe a change atop the leadership might be in order. Harmeet Dillon is a candidate for Republican National Committee Chair. She'll be running against Ronna McDaniel and probably others before it's all said and done. Harmeet, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you taking some time.
Oh, yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
The one thing I know of you, other than your resume, is that you're a fighter. And I guess my question is, why are you fighting to unseat Ronna McDaniel? Why do you want to be chair of the Republican National Committee?
Well, I want to be chair of the Republican National Committee because the Republican National Committee is critical to electing Republicans at the federal level and also at the local level. And we have not been doing that for the last 6 years that she's been the chair, and without a change in leadership and strategy, an investment and some major economic changes there at the party. We aren't going to win in 2024, and our party can't afford more losses and excuses. It's time for us to actually win decisively and turn this country around.
So what happened in the midterms? We know that there was this expectation of the big red wave, but it didn't happen, did it?
Well, one of the things that didn't happen is Republicans didn't adapt at a wholesale level to the changed voting laws that have been occurring in our country for the last several years, but accelerated during COVID, namely all-mail balloting in some states, extended early voting in many states, extended periods of counting the votes, which comes hand-in-hand with mail voting, because then there's typically a cure period to fix problems with the ballot, so you never have Election Day anymore. Yet we prepare for Election Day operations as if it's, you know, the 1950s. In the current era, we need to be preparing for election month, sometimes election 6 weeks or 2 month operations. And we need to be having training and development and keeping up to date on that year round, not just at election time. That's the biggest mechanical failure I think we have at the RNC. But another is that of all the money that we brag about raising, we actually blow a lot of it on overhead and on consultants that don't help us win elections and aren't incentivized to help us win elections. So as a result, instead of having double the amount of money that we could and should have to help Republicans get elected, we are being inefficient with our money, which is not a conservative principle, and it's not really tolerable. There's no room for spending thousands of dollars on cupcakes and $30,000 on golf gear and, you know, other nonsense, frankly, at the RNC when we aren't winning elections. And so for all these reasons, I think we need to have changes. There are a few other things. I'm not going to blame it all on the party. We also have Democrats working very hard in our primaries, pouring millions and tens of millions of dark money into our races. We have no answer for that. We have no organized donor cadre on our side that's doing the same thing, and we need that. So we have to have leadership in the party to say, hey, I'd love it that you're giving me your $750,000. Would you also have a conversation with my friend over there? And that's it. That's not, you know, coordinating. It's simply creating the ecosystem, and then people can go and invest in other ways so that, first of all, we play in our own primaries, and the second of all, maybe we play in their primaries. If that's turnabout is fair play, let's make sure that they have unelectable Democrats running in their races. We can't even articulate that as a premise in our party because we aren't doing the basics. We talk and make excuses about candidate selection in our party. Look at the Democrats' candidates. Joe Biden, horrible candidate, serial liar, can barely function. John Fetterman could barely function during his campaign, God bless him. And Katie Hobbs couldn't debate, terrible candidate, bungled the state's elections in Arizona. These people got elected handily by the Democrats, with some with very shady occurrences in Arizona for sure. But, you know, nationwide, you have to admit their machine is better at electing terrible candidates than our machine is at electing good candidates.
And that's a tragedy. That really, honestly, is. Harmeet Dhillon joining us, candidate for the Republican National Committee chair. What will be the first thing you do if you win this election in Dana Point, California, a little later on this month?
Well, we have a transition team that's coming together of some very prominent Republicans around the country, and they've already given me a lot of advice. We'll be doing some, you know, boring corporate stuff, like a self-assessment of all the staff and, you know, then an assessment by managers. We'll be figuring out who wants to stay and do a, you know, kick-butt job and who would really rather go make some money in the private sector somewhere. We will be focusing on creating a new Department of Election Operations at the Republican National Committee and investing seriously in that. We will be doing a review and an audit of all consultant and vendor contracts and bidding competitively instead of giving people's, you know, contracts to their roommates and their, you know, cousins. We'll be ending that practice and making sure we know exactly where the money is going, who owns the LLC, who owns the LLC that owns the LLC. We'll be really following the money. And tightening up and being more efficient at how we run the party. And then the most important thing this year and next year is providing a level playing field for all presidential candidates of any consequence so that we have a great debate. You know, we already have a debate committee that's going to do debates our way, not the way of the biased and corrupt presidential debate commission. And then, you know, support whoever the nominee is very strongly and effectively with, by next year, a energized, organized army of election operators who will make sure that we maximize our returns in every single state.
Are you a supporter of Donald J. Trump?
Well, I voted for him twice, and I worked as a volunteer in both of his campaigns, and I think he was great in bringing new people into the party. As a candidate for chair of the RNC, I have to be neutral, and I pledge to other members who are all across the spectrum to be neutral. I think there are actually other great Republicans in our party who have spoken to me and others about their interest in running for president as well. So to be fair to all of them, I can't express a public opinion about that.
But just suffice it to say, you think there will be more than one candidate for president as we move towards the convention and all of that?
I will be shocked if there aren't multiple candidates for president. But let me say this, that I don't think there needs to be a sort of a clown show of 17 people on a stage like we saw back in 2016. I think we have to really focus on who's got the fundraising ability and the ability to qualify for the ballot in multiple states. And really, you know, focus on the handful who have what it takes.
How do you accomplish what you want to accomplish relative to integrity of the voting? For instance, here in Nevada, we've codified a lot of the stuff that you talked about, ballot harvesting and drop boxes and mail-in voting and all of that. That's a part of our legal system here in Nevada. How does the party accomplish that state by state?
Well, each state is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all system, but there's some basic elements. For example, how do you cure a defective ballot? Like, that's, you know, fairly, you know, the notice period or whatever changes by state, but the concept is something that, you know, many people aren't even familiar with. How do you encourage people in states where you have to request the absentee ballot? Like, our high propensity voters in that regard can be, you know, a lot of elderly people, retirees, let's put it that way. They like to vote absentee, and it's convenient for them. So, you know, in some states, you have to prompt them 30 days before the election, 35 days before the election, mail out an application. Then with a little bit of cash paid to the postal service, you can track, did they return their application? And then you can track, did they get a ballot? And then you can track, did they return their ballot? And at each stage, you have a successively smaller number of people. And so we should be chasing them. We should be chasing them using peer-to-peer texting. We should be chasing them using, you know, volunteer door knocking and calling. The more we can do that, we're getting their ballots in early. And remember, Democrats are electing these terrible candidates by getting their ballots in early and then having fewer and fewer people they have to chase. We're doing the opposite. We are like throwing tens of millions of dollars at thing and volunteers and then hoping and praying that it doesn't rain that day or doesn't snow that day like you had in Nevada, and then people show up. That's kind of silly. It's leaving it to chance. I don't leave things to chance, do you? I mean, so we really need to be focused on getting our ballots in as quickly as possible. Now, we may not like a lot of these laws. For example, we have very loose laws in many states. We have very, very bloated voter rolls. That has to be fixed, again, state by state. Sometimes county by county. So there are no shortcuts there. But while these laws are in place, until we can change them, we have to beat the Democrats at them.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this goes. Dana Point, California, just a couple of weeks from now. Harmeet Dillon running for chair of the Republican National Committee. Harmeet, thanks so much. Good luck, and we'll talk with you after the election.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today.
There you go. Harmeet Dillon. The one thing I know about her, she's a fighter. And I want somebody atop the party that's going to fight for what we believe in. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today.